Today's shiur is Masechta Bechoros, Daf Lamed Vav, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph at the second line, Ibayilu. So as we've been learning, it's quite obvious that Chazal were very specific in testimony being offered, and who could offer that testimony on the need that the Bechor, who's a Baal Mum, the Mum wasn't made intentionally. So ask the Gemara, Bailu, Emi Pied, Mao Leidus Bechor. We know, of course, normally, when we speak about Hilchas Eidus, somebody who says testimony has to be able to say that he himself saw what he's testifying. He can't say what he saw, what he's saying he heard from someone else. The question is, when it comes to Eidus Bechor, what is the din regarding Emi Pied? And I saw two different explanations and how to understand this Gemara's question. One way of understanding is, since we see that Kohanim are not qualified to say Eidus and all sorts of other rules, so that seems to give it a din Eidus. And as I just said, when we speak about Eidus, Eimi Pi Eid is not acceptable. Or, even though Chazal gave all of these instructions, that doesn't change the fact that this is not Eidus, and therefore Eid Mi Pi Eid would be fine. That's how the Reish Bikurim explains. Rav Shach explains that in the Sefer Aviezri, that everybody agrees that for Eidus Bechor, you don't really need Eidus. The Gemara's question is a simple question. Just like we found all of these restrictions that we have been learning, and will Mitzvah Hashem be learning about, perhaps this is another restriction that Chazal put in place, that aid would not be acceptable, or maybe not that way. The Sosemis, however, clearly points out that even though we're discussing, and we're going to get into the sugya about aid mi pi aid, what we shouldn't use as a raya, and the Gemara doesn't use as a raya, is that we know that there's a din, aid echanam bisurim. If a person says, whoever that person is, says that something is kosher, we could trust that person. He says there, it has nothing to do with Eidus at all. And there, certainly the halach is Eid Mi Pi Eid or Eid Echadam Bisurim. Here, there is some element of Eidus required, and therefore the Gemara asks, what will be the din of Eid Mi Pi Eid? Says the Gemara of Asi, Asa Rav Asi said it's unacceptable, Rav Ashi said it's acceptable. Amle of Asi, Rav Ashi, V'atana Demei Menashe, we've learned in a brisa, aim yeid mi pi aid kosher. There's never a situation in halacha where aid mi pi aid should be acceptable. Elul aidus isha. Gemara that we learned in Masechta Yevamos, Masechta Ksubos, but the Gemara says that if a woman comes and says that her husband is no longer alive, even though she's a woman and even though she's an eid echad, the halacha is her testimony is accepted. There's really two basic explanations as to why. One is because Isha Daiku Mintzaba. A woman, before she gives such testimony, is going to be careful to make sure what she's saying is correct. Because as we learned that the Gemara says, because if she says testimony that her husband is indeed not alive, and she gets married based on that testimony, and then afterwards her husband shows up, she can't be married to either of them. That's why she's careful. Another explanation why we trust the testimony of a woman, even though, and Eimi Pi Eid, even though normally that isn't acceptable in halacha, is because we know when we stand under the chuppah and we mekadosh a wife, we say, Harayat Mekadoshes Li, Kadash Moshe V'Yisrael. We connect our kedushin to the Rabbonim being fine with this kedushin. And in such a circumstance, where a woman, even though normally it would not be an acceptable Eidus, Afkin Rabbanan L'Kedushin Minei. Under these circumstances, the Rabbanan nullify the entire Kedushin. The interesting question that I saw that the Paiskim discuss is, what is the halacha in a reverse situation? If a husband comes and says that his wife died, and nowadays we know we have a Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom, that somebody's not allowed to be married to two women, so what is the halacha? Do we believe the husband when he says that his wife is no longer alive, even though he's an Eid Echad? And actually, the question is very much connected to what we're discussing in our Shir. Because if we say the concern is because it's going to be a loch of Teitzi Mizeh Mizeh, here there is no din of Teitzi Mizeh Mizeh. So perhaps it shouldn't be believed. If it's because the Rabbanan allowed such a situation, perhaps here too, when he testifies, he should be believed. It's actually a very big machloikis apoiskim. The Beis Shmuel, the Chasam Sofer, a machmer, that a husband doesn't have this nemanis. It's specifically a nemanis that the wife has. The Noida Behuda, the Piskechuva quotes the Noida Behuda, another Paiskim who say that the husband is Neman, and they say, because even though there is a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim, that you're not allowed to be married to more than one woman, the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershim doesn't apply in such a situation where he's saying testimony that his wife is no longer alive. So back to where we started. How could we say, ask the Gemara? How could Rav Ashi, you say that aid and p'aid is acceptable here when we have a brisa that says it's only by this case of an aid that's saying that the wife is, that the husband died? Says the Gemara, Tani, the way to understand the Gemara is El Aidishik Sheryl Bavad. Wherever a woman is acceptable, AMPA is acceptable. But the Rinach makes a very interesting observation. If a woman is acceptable aid, then AMPA is fine. But it doesn't work the other way. It could be a situation where AMPA would be acceptable and a woman would not be acceptable. Says the Gemara, Rav Yemer Achsha AMPA, the Bechor, Rav Yemer indeed accepted AMPA when it came to question of testifying regarding the mum of a Bechor, and says in the Gemara, Karle a Merema, called him Yemer Shari Bechor, the Yemer who's lenient in the halachas of Bechor. However, says the Gemara, Eidmi Pied, the halachas of the halachas, Eidmi Eid, Koshel Eidus Bechor. There's another interesting tshuva that the Renach says. What would be the halacha, he asks, if a woman is coming to say testimony regarding the Mumma Bukhar, and the woman's testimony is an AMPA testimony. He says that wouldn't be acceptable. Why? Because here you have two coolas. Number one, that's an Isha, and number two, it's an AMPA. Al Gemara is only accepting one leniency at a time, either a testimony of a woman or the testimony of an AMPA. But to combine two leniencies would not be acceptable. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Ila. We have an animal that we have no prior knowledge that this animal is Bechor. And somebody shows up, and he says, that it's a Bechor, that the mum that this Bechor has is not intentional. And the person that's coming is the Kohen. And even though normally, as we've been learning, a Kohen doesn't have Nemanis, here says the Gemara that he would have the Nemanis. Says the Gemara, Mike Mashmalon. What's he teaching us? Shapesha also, who's Shapesha Eter? That without this Kohen's testimony, we would have never known it's a Bechor. So we believe him on the fact that it's a Bechor. We also believe him that the Mum wasn't made intentional. Ask the Gemara, I need you to tell me this halacha. Tanina, Masech Ksubis, we learned the Sugya. Where we learn to Isha Sha'omra. If Isha comes and says, Eishish Isha Yisi, Ugurishani, I wasn't Eishish Ish, but now I am divorced, Nemenes. Why? Shapesha Asa, who Shapesha Hitter? So we see that there's a concept of Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter, and Halacha. Why would we say that it doesn't apply here, that we need Rabbi Eloi to teach us that it does? Answers the Gemara, Mad Tema, were we not to have Rabbi Eloi's Halacha, we would consider as follows. Hasam who debayir loy omra. A woman is not obligated to say anything to Rav. There's no need to get Rabbonim involved regarding the person's status. And therefore, when this woman volunteered that Eishas Isha Yisi Av Grushani, we have the heter of a Pesha Asa Pesha Heter. Aval Hocham. In the case of this Bechor, loy sagya, loy omra, you have to come to Rabbi. Why do you have to come on to Bezdin? Because as we learned, and we'll learn, if you shecht a Bechor, if you shecht an animal which is supposed to be a carbon, Bechutz, there's a Chiv Kars, Feshchuti Chutz. And only the Bezdin, as we're going to discuss at the end of our Shir and tomorrow's Shir, have the right to make that determination that this animal is not is about mum, and the Kahanim, and everyone, as we'll see, were indeed concerned about this issue of Kotcha B'chutz. And as the Chroinim point out, even though here you really could never have a Chiv Karas, why can you never have a Chiv Karas? Because when is there a Chiv Karas for Shrutei Chutz? There's only a Chiv Karas for Shrutei Chutz when you shech that animal that's not a Bamum. Here we're talking about an animal that's Bamum. Still explain the Yechroinim. We're talking about the subject of Shrutei Chutz, and the subject of Shrutei Chutz is a subject that requires Besdin get involved. Aval Hocha, D'loi Sagi, D'loi Armu, D'Kotchim Chutz. Here, you have to get up, come to Besdin to tell you that this animal is Bamum, and you shouldn't be over the Issa Kotchim Chutz. Eima, we should say, you can't say this is a situation of Pesha Asa, Kamashamon. Says the Gemara, that isn't true. Why? Dimashim Hachi, if that's the only reason why not to say Pesha Asa, Pesha Hutter, Hachi, I have a Shadabe Mumma, the Nikol, Vachale. When do you have to come to the Rav that the Rav should tell you it's about Mum, and then you don't have a problem? Only when it's a Mum that isn't obvious. When it's a Mum that's obvious, you don't need to come on to Besdin. Everybody sees that this is a Mum. And that's the case that we're talking about. So you didn't have to volunteer any information. And if you did volunteer that information, we apply the concept of Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter. There's a very famous question that's discussed in all the yeshivas. When we speak about the concept of Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter, what does that mean? There's two ways of explaining it. One way of explaining it is, Migu di boy shasik. You could have been silent. And therefore, by speaking and saying what you didn't have to say, that's why we believe you. Another way that they say in the yeshivas, Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter, is that the Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter works because this has a cheskes kashrus. A woman has a cheskes kashrus that she's single until that cheskes kashrus is broken. So the same way you're breaking the cheskes kashrus that she's single, the same time Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter, says the stipler. From Al Gemara, it's very clear how to understand what Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter. Because what does the Gemara want to say is the difference between a woman and a Bechor? By a woman, you could have remained silent. And by Behemoth, perhaps you can't remain, by Bechor, perhaps you can't remain silent. So what we see is the fact that is making the Gemara think about Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter, the ability Shasik to be quiet or not. So it says Al Gemara is a raya that had a Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter work, because Migadi by Shosik, he didn't have to say anything. And in fact, the Gemara is saying that B'chor, we could say that as far as a well. Where is this very relevant Laloch L'maisa? There's a very interesting question that the Poskim discuss. Al Gemara, Mishnah Masechta Ksubos, clearly paskens that if a woman comes in and says, Eishes Isha Yisi Ava Grushani, the halacha is that she's believed. But what would be the din if a woman came today and she said, Eishes Isha Yisi, and a week from now, she comes and says, Grushani, is she Neman or not? So the Achronim say, it's actually dependent on how Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter works. If we say Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter works because Iboi Shosik, so Iboi Shosik doesn't make a difference if the two parts of her statement have a time lag in between. However, if it depends on Chazokis, so once she said today, Eishes Ish, once she says today she's an Eishes Ish, so she has a chazok of Eishes Ish. So next week when she says Grushani, that chazok is already established and it cannot be undone. So now the question will be by Bechor. If a Kohen came in today and said that this animal is a Bechor, and a week later he says that the mum is not intentional, what will be the rule? So it seems from the Achroinim that since Al Gemara clearly is connecting the concept of Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter by Bechor to the concept of Iboi Shosik, and we learn it's Iboi Shosik, then a time lag in between is not a factor. The halacha will be that even if there's a time lag in between the statement that it's a Bechor and the statement that it wasn't an intentional mum, we still will apply the concept of Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter. Continue to Gemara. Maskla Mabarvashi asked Gemara, why are we applying here the concept? Why are we saying that we could apply here the concept? Or Pesha Asa Pesha Hutter. Mishna, why is this any different? Mahu Gavra, the Ogale Chavra Lechavre. There was somebody that rented a donkey to his friend. Vamale, but he gave him a instruction, a stipulation. Leitezu bracha denabkoid. I don't want you to walk on that road, the Nabkoid road. Dikamai, there's water, it's slippery, the animal could get hurt. Zil, I want you to only travel, Baruch HaDenarish, on the Narish road. The Lekamaya, where there is no issue of slippery. Ozel, Benoch HaDenarish. So he did what he wasn't supposed to, and he went on the road, on the Nabkoid road, Umis Chamra, and the donkey died. Vasa, and now he comes, and he says as follows. Baruch HaDenarish Azli, I indeed traveled on that road. However, Miyumayim Lehavu, there was no water on the road. It wasn't slippery. And therefore, the death of this animal is an oinus. And we know that a soicher, a renter, is potter by oinsim. Vamarava. So Rava says, Malo Lashakar. We should believe him. Because he bought Omer. He always had the option, Baruch HaDenarish Azli, to say, Omer Baruch HaDenarish Azli. So when he's being honest, we should believe him, Pesha Asa Pesha. Vamabaya. So Bai says, no. Why? Because Ma'alei L'shakim V'mokim Edim Lo'yamrin. Why is the, here it's Anan Sadi. We have an Anan Sadi, which in Halach is considered like Edis, that the Nahar P'koid road is slippery. And when do we say Ma'alei L'shakim? When do we say Peshas Peshetar? Not when they're Edim against us. When we have Edim against us, so then you don't need my testimony. So says the Gemara, even though he's saying that I went on the wrong road, which we wouldn't have known, but there are eight of them that road is slippery, and we don't, and his saying that it isn't, is not accepted. So has the Gemara. The same thing here too. We know, as we've been learning in our sugyas, that Kahanim are not reliable. And therefore, ask the Gemara, if a Kayan says that this mum is not intentional, was not made intentionally, it should be like there's a Natsadi, that it was made intentional. As we've been learning, the Kahanim are suspect. And we're saying that whenever there's an Anan Sadi, we don't say Peshas or Peshahitr. So how does our Gemara allow Peshas or Peshahitr? Answers the Gemara. Hachi Hashta. You can't compare these two situations. Hosam Vadi Ikamaya. There's an Anan Sadi that there's water on the Napkoid road. Hacha Dijda Mimuma Chshashahu. Yes, we have a very serious Chshash, the Kahanim, will make mum. But it isn't to the same degree. It's not an Anan Sa'adi. When do we say that we don't say Ma'ala L'shakar? That we say Peshas or Peshahitr? We don't say it. Only when there's an Anan Sa'adi. It's a Chshash, but not an Anan Sa'adi. If it's only a Chshash, I'm reading Ma'ala L'shakar. Says the Gemara, Yos Ravina, Ravina sat, V'kom L'hai Shmatz B'loi Gevra. Who said over this Gemara that we say Peshas or Peshahitr, he attributed to no specific Tana. Amalei Rava, Zuti L'Ravina, and no Mishmeder of Ila Mestinala. I learned it, but it was Rav Ila that taught it to me. So I saw a beautiful pshat. Why does the Gemara want to teach us that it was specifically Rav Ila that taught us this halacha? As we've been learning, why does Peshas HaPeshahitah work? The reason Peshas HaPeshahitah works is because, like I say, Ma'alei L'shakar. I have nothing to gain with making my statement. And therefore, if somebody says this animal is a bechor, he has no reason to say it. But the mum didn't happen intentionally. He has nothing to gain by making that statement, and therefore we believe him. Ask Mefarshim, why do we say he has nothing to gain? We learned many times that a bechor animal, you don't have to give matnas kuna, you don't have to give zroya l'chaim v'keva. And from a non-Bukhar animal, you do have to give matnas kuna. So why are we saying, as the Achroinim, that this is a case of Peshas or Peshahitr? He had nothing to gain by saying this animal is a Bukhar. He does have what to gain. He won't have to give matnas kuna. And so say the Achroinim, that was the Gemara's question. But if you recall, when we learned Masechta Chulin, there was the opinion of Ila, who said in Chutz La'aretz Inam Mechuyev Matnas Kuna. So therefore, if somebody says it's a Bechor, he has nothing to gain. Because even if it weren't a Bechor, it's Chutz La'aretz. You don't have to give Matnas Kehuna. That's why he said Rav Ila. It was Rav Ila that taught it to us, and there's truly nothing to gain by admitting that it's a Bechor. Says the Gemara, fascinating piece of Gemara. Rav Tzadik Havlei Bechor. Rav Tzadik was a Kayin, and he had a Bechor. Says the Gemara, Ramalei Sari Basala Nasrei. He put barley into a wicker basket. Kaila Ruva Arva Kfula, made out of wicker. Behadid Ka'ochel. And as the animal was eating from this wicker basket, so some of the pieces of wicker were sticking out, Izusfase. Its slip got cut and it became Bamum. Asla Kamei Rabbi Yeshua. So he asked Rabbi Yeshua the following question. Klum Chilaknu Mechavala Maritz. Even though he said we've been learning in our Sugis that a Kohen is not trusted, maybe if the Kohen is a Chaver, we should trust him. And I am a Chaver. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said, hey, yes. A Chaver is trusted that he didn't make, when he said he didn't do it intentionally. Asla Kamed Rav Gamliel. So now he asked the question to Rav Gamliel. This, of course, is a very difficult thing to understand. If you already got an answer, why are you going to Rav Gamliel? So some explain that Rav Tzadok was a very pious individual, and he didn't want to do anything unless he had two rabbonim that told him that it's mutter. That's one approach I saw. Another approach is, the halacha is, to Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, that if a rav tells you that something is asur, you're not allowed to go to another rav to find a heter. Everybody agrees to that. It's an open Gemara. The question is, what about the reverse? If a rav tells you that something is mutter, are you allowed to go to another rav to ask a question? What is the question based on? It's really based on a machloikus rishonim. Why is the halacha that if a rav tells you something is asur, you're not allowed to ask another rav if it's mutter? Some explain because it's shavya nafshe chaticha desur, the Rosh's explanation. So that's only when he tells you it's asur. So once he tells you it's asur, it's shavya nafshe chaticha desur, you can't go to another rav. But if he tells you it's mutter, there's no problem to go to another rav. There's no shavya nafshe chaticha desur. But the Ran has a different explanation. The Ran says, you know why you're not allowed to go to another rabbi? Because of COVID. It's disrespectful to go to another rav. So now we're back to our question. According to the Ran, where there's an issue of covered rabbonis, if you go to the second rav, how do Rav Tzadok go to the second rav? So the Achroinim, the Yavetz, and this is the way the Yavetz explains this entire Gemara, says that of course under normal circumstances you're not allowed to go to another rav, whether the first rav was Matar or Machmer. Here, Rav Gamliel was the Nasi, and when it comes to the Nasi, the rules are different. And that's why, because Rav Gamliel was the Nasi, he felt that he has to ask this question to Gamliel. So says the Gemara, Osla Kamed Rav Gamliel, and he asked Rav Gamliel, Omalei Chilaknu Bechavel Amaretz, is there a distinction when we speak about the trustworthiness of Kahana between a Chavel and Amaretz? Omalei Rav Gamliel, there is no distinction. However, say the Paiskim, that even though we pass on like Rav Gamliel, the only time we pass on like Rav Gamliel is like in a case that our Gemara began with. He fed the animal food out of a wicker basket. When you feed an animal food out of a wicker basket, you know that it could easily get caught. But in a situation where it's obvious that there was no malicious intent, everybody will agree that a Talmud Chacham is believed. So Rav Tzadok says to Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua Amali Hain, Rav Yeshua said there is a difference between a Chav and Amaretz. Amalai, so Rav Gamliel says to Rav Yeshua, to Rav Tzadok, Hamtem Achial Bale Traisel Besamedish. Wait till the Bale Traisim come. Many Pshatim and who the Bale Traisim. Posh Pshat, the Bale Traisim are the Talmidei Chachamim, who are like warriors that they debate halacha. Another Pshat is that those who learn Divrei Torah are those who protect the world. The Lomdei Torah bring protection to the world. They're like the soldiers. Another Pshat is Trei Sin. Represents two parts of Torah. Talmidei Chachamim learn Kabbalah, and they learn regular Torah. And a fourth pshat, very much in line with the way we're learning our Gemara, Bale Traisim means wait till my assistants come in. I'm the Nasi. The issue here, as we're learning, is a question of the Kavod HaNasius, and I want to prove that that was violated. Kim Shenichnasu LeBeis HaMedrash, as they entered, Omo Hashoyel Vishal. So Rav Tzadok gets up and asks, Klum Chalaknu Ben Achav L'Amaretz. Is there a distinction between Achav and Amaretz? This Gemara is actually the basis for Ramah. The Ramah says that when somebody approaches a Rav to ask a question, he's supposed to stand. Because we see in our Gemara, Tzadok, Omer HaShoyel, he stood. The Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, don't pass in that way. And the Shach, a very difficult Shach, the Shach says that in the time of Rav Gamliel, they indeed stood. But the Gemara says, I think it's Gemara Masechet Saita, Mishemes Rav Gamliel batel kvod haTorah. And Rashi says, batel kvod haTorah, the people weren't so strong that they could stand by learning. So says the Shach to the Ramah, yes, in the time of Rav Gamliel, they were able to stand, but we're not that strong. But the Mefarshim say that the Shach is a very difficult Shach to understand. Because this Gemara is not talking about the same Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel Anossi, who's the Tana in our Gemara, was a grandson of Rav Gamliel that Shabbat L'Kvayr HaTorah. And that's why they defend the Ramah's position, that it was even in a time when weakness was in the world, and you're supposed to stand. They say that the Ramah is only speaking when you're asking a question in Halacha, you want to know something's Mutar Asr or Agada. But when you're speaking in Lamdas, you don't stand because you have to be able to concentrate. Amalei Rabbi Shua, Lav. So Rabbi Shua says, there is no difference between a Cham and a Moritz. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, so Gamliel says to Rabbi Shua, V'aroi Mishimcha Amalu Hein. Haven't they said in your name that there is a distinction? So Rabbi Gamliel says to Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua Amoy Al Raglech of Yidubach. Stand up. Amalei Rabbi Shua Raglev Amma. Hey Chesa, what should I do? Emor Ani Chai V'hu Meis. If I were alive, and Rav Tzadok were no longer here, Yachal Achai Lachash Tzameis. I could change my mind. I could deny. Achshav Shani Chai V'hu Chai. Rav Tzadok is here, and he knows what I said. Heich Yachal Achai Lachash Tzachai. V'ayar Gamliel Oymer V'dayrish. Rav Gamliel was speaking. Reshua Oymer Araglov. He kept Rav Yeshua standing. Why did he keep Rav Yeshua standing? Tupshatim, that the Echroidim suggest. One, very much in line with what we're learning. Rav Gamliel felt that Rav Yeshua had violated the Kavod HaNasius, that he had paskin without deferring to Rav Gamliel. And now indeed he's retracting, but he wanted to teach a lesson about Kavod HaNasius. Another pshat that I saw is Rav Yeshua indeed was retracting his original psak. But everybody had heard Rav Yeshua's original psak, which Rav Gamliel clearly doesn't agree with. How will people know that Rabbi Yeshua changed his mind? If he keeps Rabbi Yeshua standing, and everybody's going to see, why is he keeping Rabbi Yeshua standing? And they're going to hear, because Rabbi Yeshua changed his psak, that's the way it will become publicized, that Rabbi Yeshua changed his psak, and nobody will come to make a mistake. However, Acharin Kolam, people started tumbling. Where's the cover to Rabbi Yeshua that you make him stand? So they told Rabbi Chatzofus HaMetorgeman, stop until Rabbi Gamliel lets him sit. For Amman, and he stopped, and Rabbi Gamliel had to let Rabbi Yeshua sit down. I saw Gvalda Gavart. Taisus says, the bottom Taisus in Amid, three-word Taisus. The Chatzufus HaMetargamin, Masura Harugim Malchus. What's Taisus teaching us? All of us that attend Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, no, the Chatzufus was Masura Harugim Malchus. Taisus teaching us something that we all don't know, that we all know. So I saw a gorgeous pshat. We recall when we finished learning Masech Techulin, the end of Masech Techulin, the Gemara says that how did Acher go off the right way? Because he said, L'shoyne shal chutzufis atargumen, he saw the lips of a chutzufis atargumen that was laying in the floor. He says, Peh, the mouth that said so many divrei Torah, yir ba'ashpa, and that he couldn't accept. Say the Achroinim, Tosfos is answering Acher's kasha. How indeed did it come such a terrible punishment to Rav Chatzufis that his tongue should be in the street? Says Tosfos, because Rav Chatzufis didn't say anything. Kavod HaTorah was being violated. Rav Yeshua was made to stand, and you're standing there right as it's happening, and you didn't say anything. That's why he was Masura Harugim Malchus. Says the Mishnah. Namar Kain Leimer. Haresi b'char zeh, I've shown this b'char to a chacham b'bamum hu, and it's a bamum. So there's a very big machlok b'shoinim how to understand this Mishnah. The Rambam says he doesn't have to say that it was who the name of the chacham that he showed it to. Most b'shoinim, the Rosh, and most b'shoinim say, of course you have to say the name of the Kohen. But the Achroinim go on to say that even though the Rambam is clearly a Mekel, and the Rambam is saying you don't have to say the name of a Chacham, it's not so obvious that he's a Mekel. Why? Because according to the Rambam, and Rashi says it also, you have to bring Edom that will be able to testify that you didn't put the mum. So say the Achroinim. According to whom does Rashi say you have to bring those Edom? Only if you're not mentioning the name of the Chacham. Because then we have to be concerned, since you're not mentioning the name of the Chacham, perhaps, there were no Edom that could testify that you didn't do it intentionally. But if you say the name of the Chacham, so now we could assume safely that the Chacham would have made sure that there were Edom, that the Kohen didn't make the Mum. And therefore, according to the Rosh, you have to say the name of the Chacham, but you don't have to bring Edom to testify that you didn't make that Mum intentionally. There are Achroinim that try to take the Machlokes of the Rambam and the Rosh, there's no time for this, they want to make a distinction if it's a Mum Muvik, if it's a Mum Nikar, it's a very obvious Mum, that there maybe everybody will agree. You don't have to say the name of the Chacham. When it's a Mum She'ena Nikar, there you do have to say the name of the Chacham. And there are those that make the just opposite approach. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Marav, Namar Koyin Lemzeh, B'chazah Nosin L'Yisroh B'Mumah. A Koyin could come and say that I received this Mum from Yisroel with a Mum in it. And here too, the Rishayim debate, the Rashba discusses this. Must you mention the name of the Yisroel who gave you the Bechor? My Tama, says the Gemara, Kamil Slavid Lagluya, Lemishaka Bayinshi. Something that's, you could get caught, people don't lie. And as Ramosh explains in the Dibris Moshe, this is a new mnemonis. A mnemonis of Kamil the Vida Lagluya, anything that you could get caught, Lemishaka Bayinshi, up to the point that I saw the Achroim discuss, we learned in our Gemara, that somebody who's in the Gei B'Davis, somebody who has his own personal interest, is not Neman. Maybe by Milsel Avida Lagluye, he is Neman. A Karev is usually not Neman. Maybe by Milsel Avida Lagluye, he is Neman. Omer Rav Ashi, says Rav Ashi, Afanan Namitanina. We've learned a similar halacha. Neman HaKoyin Lomib, Areisi Bechor Zeh, I've shown this Bechor to a Chochem, Ubamumhu, and he has declared that it's a Bamum. My Tama, what is the reason for our Mishnah? La Mishum Daminen, Kol Milsa, David Laguya, Lemishaka Bayinshi. So his question is, what do I need you, Rabbi Yehuda Merav, to tell me what is obvious in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, and we had this concept earlier in our Shir. No. Maybe in the Mishnah, where there's an issue of Kotchim Bechutz, because if the Bechor is not a Bamum, you're supposed to bring it as a carbon, and people take that seriously, that's why the Kohen is Neman. Aval Hocha, in our situation, as we've been learning, the Kahanama Nechshad Chshidi, that's what Rabbi Yehuda has to teach us. No, the Kohen has Nemanis. Masr of Shizbi, ask Rav Shizbi on this, it says in a Mishnah, in Masechta Demai, Hoim Lami She'en Neman Ala Meiser, we have an individual who he personally is not as scrupulous as he's supposed to be in Trumas and Meiseris, Kachli Mimishu Hem Neman. I ask such an individual to buy on my behalf fruit from a person who's trustworthy, or Mishu Maisa, or make sure that the person that you buy from is a chaver, ein a neman. And then my shlich comes back and says he did as I said. He's not trusted. We can't accept it. But ask the Gemara why. Name it. Kamusla Avidal Gluy Lemishak Abayinshi. And this is a riot to the Rambam's pshat. Because if the person had to come and say the name, why wouldn't he be believed? It must be because he doesn't have to say the name. But we see here that we don't apply the concept of Kamus Lavida Laguya. Says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. Because Shani Hasam, this Leilish Demuti. Here, he had a way out. Why? He could have said, I followed your instructions. And I went to a person that's trusted. I thought he's trusted. You think he's not? That doesn't mean I violated. But in our case, where a Chacham is either a Chacham or not, he's going to be Neman. Says the Gemara, the safer of that Mishnah, Vadim Sailei, is certainly a support to this halacha. If my shliach not just said that he went to an individual, but he said Ish Ploini, he specifically indicated who he went to, Hareza Neman. So we see that why is he Neman? Because it's a Milsa Avida Lagluya. So isn't that a raya that where it's a Milsa Avida Lagluya, Lemishaka Bayinchi? Says the Gemara, that's not the reason why in the Sefer my shliach is Neman. Hasum kim this late tovei mirzus. I sent him to a specific individual to buy fruit from. So that was the businessman who is going to make profit here. If my shliach now goes elsewhere, so this first person that was identified that I want to buy the fruit from, it has a loss here. He's going to take the shliach to the Torah. That's why the shliach is Neman. But there is no raya that under normal circumstances we say to klal kamos avid l'guya l'mishakar be'inshin. Says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda bar Abba menale l'Yehuda ha. So he asks, from where does indeed Rabbi Yehuda take this concept of kamos avid l'guya? So he says, Ano begidl kavite. I was the one that taught it to Gidl. Two pshat in Rashi. One pshat is I taught it to Rav Gidl. Another pshat is I taught it to Rav Gidl and he taught it to Rav Yehuda. Or another pshat is Gidl doesn't mean Rav Gidl here. Rav Gidl means the Gadol Hadar. The Gidl covered the day. And then Gidl said it in his own name. Vachi Amalei. Nem Yisrael, Leimer, Yisrael's Nem to say, Bechaze Nasati L'Kayim B'Mumon. I was the one that gave this Bechar to the Kayin when the animal was ready Balmum. Asked the Gemara, Yisrael, Pshita. Yisrael has no personal interest. Certainly he's Neman. Says the Mar, Leitzarach Bekotten V'Higdal. Says Machloik is Tupsh in the Rishon, and what does Bekotten V'Higdal mean? Rashi learns Kotten V'Higdal means that even though the animal now is much larger than it was when he gave it, the Yisrael has Nemanis. Others say that the Yisrael gave the Bechor to the Kohen when he was a Kotten, when the Yisrael was a Kotten. And now he's a Gadol. And the Chiddush is that he's Neman. Rashi doesn't accept that. Because Rashi indeed explains the Drisha, holds that if a Yisrael was a Kotten, and now he's a Gadol, you can't say Eidus when you're a Gadol for what you did when you were a Kotten. We would say that maybe the Yisrael, since the animal is so much different, you don't recognize it, Kamash Malam. So we have two versions, just to summarize quickly, of what Rabbi Yehuda said. One version is that the Yisrael gave the animal years ago, or a while ago, to the Kohen, and he still has Nemanis, even though the animal is not the same. Another version is that the Kohen is Neman to say that I showed this Bechor to the Chochem, and he said it's Mutter. Says the Gemara, Besura, Masna Kalishna Basra, that the Yisrael has Nemanis. But from Medisa, the Pemedisa Kalishna Kama, Ve'ilchasa, says the Gemara, Afila Kalishna Kama, that even the Kohen has Nemanis, as does the Yisrael. Says the Gemara, fascinating story. Rafram Pemedisa Havle Bukhra. Rafram and Pemedisa had a Bechor, V'yavle L'Kohen B'loi Muma. And he gave it to a Kohen without any Mum. Ozel Shadu B'Muma. And then the Kohen, as we've learned, the Kohanim are suspect, put a Mum into this animal. Yoy Mechad, Cholosh B'Eini. One day, Raphram was ill. His eyesight was weak. So this Kohen figured, today is the right day to go to the Kohen, to go to Raphram to ask the Shaila, because his vision is weak, and he won't recognize the animal. Eisel Kamei, so he brought the animal to Raphram, and he said to Raphram, Omle b'chazeh nosen l'Yisrael b'mumay, I received this b'char from Yisrael as it was b'mum. And what is it indeed about Mum? Raphram opened up his eyes, Chazri b'shikra, and he caught him. And he saw that he was lying. Amalei, and he said to the Kohen, Lav anod yavtulach, isn't this the animal that I gave you? And when I gave it to you, it wasn't about Mum? Says the Gemara, v'afilach l'choshla l'milsa. Still, that doesn't change the halacha we've been learning, says the Gemara. Because Haihu the Chotzef, this Kohen is a particular brazen individual. He goes back to Raphram, who is the one that gave him the animal unblemished. Kulam lechatzifi. And again, Ramosha the Divrei Moshe says, because Milsta Vida Legluya is a Nemanis. And Nemanis doesn't mean that every person in the world has Nemanis. It's general behavior. General behavior is people don't have this chutzpah. Just because you'll find them a chutzif doesn't change the normal behavior of most people. Says the Gemara, Ha'usaruga. We're going to learn later in the next parak extensively what is the mum of sarua. Pashup shat sarua is that the avrim, the two eyes or the two legs, aren't symmetrical, aren't the same size. Ha'usarasa dasla kamed ravashi. That was brought to ravashi. Ask the Gemara, l'may nechashloi. What should we be concerned here? Ikoinhu, he didn't know this person that's bringing the animal is the Ikoino Yisrael. Ikoinhu, Yisraelhu, harei b'chol mumma yimai. We have nothing to be concerned, because the mum is the obvious mum. Amle ravina ravashi, v'dimma Yisraelhu. Maybe the person that's bringing this animal is the Yisrael. V'am rav Yehuda, and the halacha is, ein roin b'chol Yisrael, we don't look at a b'chol for Yisrael, elm ken koin imai. Why? Because we're concerned, and this is the way people are. People, I say this many times, a mitzvah and a aveira have to have mazel. So people are careful about kotchin b'chutz. So Yisrael is very careful not to eat a b'chor if it doesn't have a mum, because it's kotchin b'chutz. It's brought in the mizbeach. If it has a mum, it's not mine. It belongs to the kohen. That's gezeila. People aren't so concerned about gezeila. So that's why they were careful to not allow a Yisrael to look at a b'chor, to bring a b'chor without a kohen. So he's saying, why are you saying it makes no difference if it's a kohen or a Yisrael? Of course it makes a difference. If it's a Yisrael, he has to have a kohen accompanying him. And there's no two people here. There's only one person here. Amalei, hachi hashta. Hasam, ne'ed the kachem b'chutz lachal. As we just explained, Yisraelim aren't careful about kachem b'chutz, and minor the kohen chashit. But they aren't so careful about taking a b'chor by mum, which really ought to go to the kohen and keep it for themselves. Hacha. But let's think about this case. Michti. Yodea dahai mumoviku. A sarua, as I explained a moment ago, is a very obvious mum. So since it's a very obvious mum, my tam asu kamed rabbonim. Because as the Rishonim explained, even though you're supposed to show it to a rav, why do you go seek out a chacham? He could have gone to any three people, and they could have easily paskin that this animal is bal mum. It must be mishum kvayd de chacham, because this is a person that's very concerned about kavod haTorah. Says the Gemara, if he's so concerned about kavod haTorah, a kvayd de chacham le'ovid asura le'ovid, he's not going to violate kavod haChacham isur ovid. Will he do an isur by keeping the b'chor bal mum, which he's supposed to give to the kohen? We have no reason to suspect such an individual, and the halacha is that we could look at it for the Yisrael alone without a kohen accompanying him. It says the Mishnah, Hakol namonim al mumei meiser. Everybody is trusted by a suffic meiser, Rashi says, to say that the animal was a mum. So why is Rashi explaining, as the achroin, that we're talking about a suffic meiser? Why not by a regular meiser? So the Rishonim give the answer that we just gave. By regular meiser, it's supposed to be brought as a carbon. And we just learned that people, when it comes to bringing a carbon, are very concerned to make sure to bring a carbon. So that you believe in by regular carbon, that's not a chiddush. The chiddush is by suffic meiser, which is not brought as a carbon. And we just learned that people are suspect when it comes to geneva. Teaches us the Gemara that we don't have to suspect him and he's fine. Says the Gemara, my Tama, why is he believed? We just learned that a person is not so believed. A Meiser to a Yisrael is like a Bechor to a Kohen. Because what happens with the animal that's Meiser, that's a Balmum? I keep it for myself. So just like a Kohen is not Nemon, the Yisrael should not be Nemon. Answers the Gemara, as we learned in the previous year. The boy shot the Mumma Mikara. Because the Yisrael always had the option to make the mice, the animal, into Balmum before it was designated. So you have a way to take away the chi of Meiser. That's why you have in the monas. Ask the Gemara. So the Gemara assumes what it means is, you could take this animal that you know, which is going to be the Meiser animal, and make it to Balmum. Ask the Gemara. Do you know which one will be the tenth animal? The chi taimen, if you'll suggest, mapiklei b'reish asara, you make sure you maneuver that this should be the tenth animal, says the Gemara, that's unacceptable. Because lo yivakim ben toiv l'ra omer achmona. Says the Gemara, li boi shod be mum v'kol edri. If the person wanted, he could have made all of his animal bali mum. That would solve any problem of meiser, because they're all Bali Mum, that gives him the manas. And as I said in the previous year, how are you allowed to make all your animals Bali Mum? Isn't there Tzar Bal Chaim involved? Seir Achroinim. Where is the issue of Tzar Bal Chaim? When it's not for constructive purpose. Here is a purpose that you're making them into Bali Mum to absolve you from the obligation of Meiser, and you're allowed to make them all into Bali Mum. Not that I'm suggesting you should do so.